Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Show. I'm Poetic Energy yourself, and you are listening to Morning Inspiration and Candid Conversation. And I am going to get what we're going to be talking about today is releasing your fears. Before we get into discussion, we will play a little music for you just to set off the atmosphere here. And we'll be back with you to discuss releasing your fears. This is Yolanda Adams.
Dear God, I pray that you open my heart and fill it with love. You want to ignore it, but you can't. You want to call it something else, but every time you get that gnawing feeling, that empty feeling in the pit of your stomach, you know. You know your behavior has gotten you into trouble again. You've been repeating your patterns, telling your stories, doing your thing. You've been acting desperate, acting needy. You've been giving more than you had to give, settling for less than you needed or wanted, and now you feel alone, angry, stuck and afraid, guilty and ashamed. It doesn't have to be that way. You just want to be loved. That's what we all want. To be loved, totally and unconditionally. We want to be valued and honored, held and heard, understood and respected, no matter what we've done, where we've been, or how we've gotten to where we are right now. We all just want to be loved. Our souls long to be joined, one soul to another soul, for the sake of love. The voice of love is calling out to you. It's whispering gently into your heart, reminding you, I'm here for you. I love you just as you are. Everything you need, want, desire is right here. Love recognizes the jewel that you are right now. Love wants to hold you, comfort you, lift you right now. And you know what? You don't have to work to get love. Now, it's time to work on you. It's time to work on your heart, your mind, your behavior, your false notions about love that have caused the hurt, the pain, the confusion that you blame love for. And while you're working, love will not leave you. I am just Love will not dishonor you. Love will not take anything from you. Love will fill you. Love will protect you. Love reminds you that the voice of God is whispering to you from within yourself. God wants you to know that He loves you because God is love. In the meantime, tell love where you hurt. Tell love why you hurt. Tell love how you got hurt, and love will heal you. Love is speaking to you, calling to you. Is it time to listen? Is it time to recognize love's voice? How will you know? Oh, you will know. Because the sheep always know the voice of the shepherd, and the shepherd knows how to take care of the sheep. Love is there for you, caring for you, listening to you, wanting you to receive its gift. Just open your heart, and God will love you, because He always has.
That was Yolanda Adams, y'all, from the soundtrack of Ileana Benzont. That was a great song. I played that song because it kind of reminded me how we should know and remember how God really, truly loves us. This show is about, talking about very candid things, real life issues, but finding hope and finding a way to get back to a place where we know that we are protected by God, loved by God. And that's what made me really want to play that song, to kind of let people know, to encourage people to remember, no matter what happens in your life, no matter what you're faced with, that for those of you who are believers, I am a believer of the Almighty God. And I just feel like a lot of times people just need to hear and be reassured that God is just a prayer away. I'm going to share with you the topic that I wanted, that's in my heart to talk about today, is releasing your fears. I'm going to share with you something that happened to me over 18 years ago, but it was a real life situation that happened to me, and I wrote a poem kind of shedding some light over this event. I'm going to read the poem, and then I'll go into detail exactly my account of something that I experienced 18 years ago. This poem is entitled Dark Song, and it goes as follows. Evil serenades me. Darkness invades me. Madness engages me. No one can comprehend the rage in me. When a gunman aimed a gun to my heart, my whole will fell apart. Innocently, he asked me for the time, but all while he just wanted to commit a crime. Holding my peace, gritting my teeth, I just wanted to drive a stake in his heart so it wouldn't beat. Evil took over my mind. The rhythm of the song was on an incline, making the sound of a host of chimes. Beating methodically in my mind, rehearsing the lines, how I wish he was dead, how I wish he was dead, how I wish he was dead. Senseless was this crime to rob me for a quick dime. Staring my accuser in the face, praying to God not to allow the bullet to take me from this earthly place, and still trying to figure out how to take my accuser out. Abracadabra, just like that, the accuser's hand began to lack. Him killing me didn't come to fruition. Seeing that he was losing control, he turned, peering at his back. He began to run as if he was running track. Escaping to my room, even no longer serenaded me, but it filled the room. I was clothed in black, mourning the loss of simple peace. Doom and gloom filled my room, fears unleashed. Rehearsing this dark song in my head, oh, how I wish this SOB was dead. My accuser's face I will never forget. My images of him are engaged and impermanently affixed. Evil serenades me, darkness invades me, madness engages me. But through it all, I know it was God's grace that saved me. And that was that piece. I wrote that piece because I actually, 18 years ago, experienced being robbed by gunpoint. And it's been very compelling in my heart to really talk about this because I realized it took so long for me to realize this, that I have been living in fear. And that's what made me want to talk about releasing your fears today. This is something that happened to me 18 years ago, but I allowed myself to be engulfed with fears of being robbed again or attacked again. And I have come to realize that that is something that I have to release in myself. But sometimes you focus so much on what happened in your life, not realizing the other part of this whole story is that I am alive and well, and it's 18 years later. And even though I wrote in the end of my poem, I knew it was God that saved me from being taken from this earthly place, I didn't focus on that. I focused on the fear of this event taking place in my life and therefore allowed myself to travel 18 years with not wanting to carry a purse, wanting to always travel unpacked, backing my car up in parking spaces instead of driving into the parking space. Those are all those things that evoked those things in my life because of this one incident. And I today want to encourage another person not to allow yourself to live in that fear. Now I understand why when women are raped, that they repress themselves to go into a dark place. They retreat into a dark place, and they no longer want to talk about things. They don't want to express things. And I never understood them because I never experienced that. But I sort of equate that a little bit. It's similar. That when things tragically happen to you, you will retreat, you know, without really realizing that you're suppressed to a dark place in your life. This is why I entitled this poem Dark Song, because it did have me wanting to always stay secluded in my home and not really travel too much without being with someone else around me, because I was in great fear of not knowing what was going to happen next, who was going to, you know, get me next. You know, and that's a horrible way to live. But today I want to encourage someone that may be experiencing something in their life, something that happened to you even many years ago. It's okay that you have experienced this, you know, certain things and allowed yourself to become encased, but I want to encourage you to release that because it's just a natural occurrence, a natural process for people to be affected by things that happen to them, but it isn't a good thing for you to stay there, and that's my whole point of this discussion today is to encourage you by sharing my experiences to, you know, confront your experience and take your life back into your hands, take control of your life. The funny thing that when this happened to me, it was just it seemed like an innocent situation. I was pumping the gas, and the gas station happened to be next to a bus stop. There were a group of young men standing at the bus stop. I really never thought anything about it. Again, I wasn't afraid or anything. As I was getting into my car, after pumping my gas, as I was getting into the car, a young man just turned around and asked me for the time. And as I was checking for the time, I just saw this big old gun come face to face with my chest. And he told me to give him all the money that I had. My first instinct told me to scream, but all of a sudden I felt like God intervened. At the time, I didn't, you know, recognize or think to even acknowledge God for his divine instruction in my life. But I now know that it was him that caused me to not scream, but to hold my peace. I just began to hear as if I was really getting instructions not to speak, not to say anything at all. But inside me, I felt enraged, and I couldn't even release any tears at the time. All I could do was, do exactly what he told me to do, even though I wanted to scream. I think if I had not listened to the voice of God at that time, that, you know, I would be, you know, I wouldn't be here to tell any type of story. Because, that would have frightened the young man who had the gun to my chest. But as I began to listen to the voice of God, and I now know to call it the voice of God, I didn't speak, I didn't say anything, I just did exactly what he told me to do. And this was very out in the open. It was during the daytime. At the time, I was working for the Internal Revenue Service, and then I also had a part-time job, and I was on my way to my part-time job. And so I gave the young man the money, and then another acquaintance that knew me saw what was going down, and he yelled out, and it startled the young man, and I had the opportunity to give them the money, but they all began to run and scatter. This was a person that that barely even knew me, but he lived in the neighborhood. And so he chased the young man down, and all I could do was sit in my car, and I drove off, and then out of nowhere, in the middle, I drove my car into the middle of a busy street and just stopped and started screaming to the top of my lungs. It affected me so bad that I just couldn't even move. We actually had to, someone actually had to come and help me move my car out of the middle of the street because I just couldn't function, because I just couldn't believe what had just happened to me. At that time I had a little small baby, my first child. I didn't know, I wanted to do all kinds of things, please, for my life, but it didn't, you know, I couldn't do that. I felt so out of control, not in control of my life. I felt like, where was God? You know, I was asking all these questions, but now I know that he was there all the time, because things definitely could have took a definitely different direction. So I like to talk about that, you know, and tell people about that experience, because sometimes, you know, things in our life happen, and we don't really give God the credit that's due to him. And a lot of times people say that they don't believe in God. And you know, even I'll tell you the truth. At that time, even though I had grew up in the church, I struggled with it because I didn't understand how God would allow this to happen to me. That you are my God, I'm supposed to be a child of God, and you allow this to happen to me. Well, I want to say this, is that as you mature and grow up, you begin and have a closer relationship with God. Christians think that we are exempt from experiencing certain things in our lives. But I want to tell you that we are not exempt from things occurring in our lives. But one thing that is in our favor is that when God do take us through things, allow us to experience certain things, he will bring us to the point where we will understand and appreciate his presence in our lives, and that he will take us through those things. He will take us to a point where we're able to move on and grow and, you know, grow from the entire experience. I have so many things that I can share with you that have occurred in my lifetime, even with growing up in the church. But staying to the topic of releasing your fears, the whole point of us experiencing, us being children of God, is that we're able to go to the Father and have a remedy for or solution to confront our situations, our circumstances in our life. And that's the wonderful thing about being a child of God. And I'm not talking about being a religious person, because I don't think, and this is my own opinion, I don't think truly that religious people understand the relationship, how beautiful the relationship of being a child of God is. I think that being religious and being a spiritual person are so different, quite different, because I think a lot of times religious people, their faith in God is so limited. They don't understand the process of how God works and miracles and different things like that, you know. And I find I say that because I felt like during that time that I myself may have been a religious person and not more of a spiritual person. But it doesn't, you know, that doesn't mean that I'm saying anything about being a Christian, because that I am. But what I mean is that a lot of times religious people do not understand the impact that God has in your life. And when this happened in my, when this gunman, you know, aimed his gun at me, I didn't understand all of that either. I didn't understand that this whole situation would close me in fear. And I think that a lot of times we have fears that, you know, things that we're encountering, and we don't see it as fear. We see it as something else that we're just going through. Some people put a lot of labels on a lot of things. But it really is fear when you're unable to move forward freely without worry. That truly, what to me, what fear is. And I'm just so happy that I'm at the point that I have allowed myself to release those things in my life, release the fear of this occurrence happening in my life, because it brought me back to a normalcy in my life. When things occur, you change your direction of how you think, how you do things, and that's not always a good thing. Sometimes it could be a good thing, you know, change your pattern of doing things. But for the most part, if a person lives in fear, if, you know, you stop doing things that you enjoy doing, then to me that's probably something that you should address. And I'm only speaking from experience. That's why I wanted to play that song that God is just a prayer away. You never know who's out there praying for you. You never know who God is at that moment to telling them to lift up your name in prayer. And I thank God, because I felt like somebody was, you know, for me, and even though, you know, I knew how to pray for myself at that moment, all that teaching, all of that instruction in my life, and, you know, going to church and living for God, it wasn't on my mind at the moment. So therefore, sometimes we need people to intercede for us, and I felt like somebody at that moment was interceding for me, because God did not let this gunman release any bullets into my body, because he was in position. If he would have took one shot, I would have been out, because he had it right pointed into my chest. And it just makes you thinking about how people value life. People don't always value life. It's just one amazing thing, every time I get up in the morning and I see if it's rainy or the sun is out, I appreciate life that much more because I feel like God spared my life. And it's so amazing to, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible to, that says that give thanks in everything, give God thanks in everything, in all things. And I think that is just such an amazing way to look at things is to just thank him for all things. You may not be able to thank him at that moment, but as you become more aware of his presence, I think you will be at the point where you can give thanks to him and learn to grow and move past your circumstances. This poem I worked, Dark Song, I worked at several years ago, but when I talk about in that part where it was senseless was this crime to rob me for a quick dime. I probably had, it wasn't much that I had on me because I had so many credit cards at the time I just didn't always carry a lot of cash. But I thank God that I did have something to give to him because sometimes people will see, things through based on if you're unable to satisfy their need at the time. I have no, I don't know why he needed the money, so bad that he felt he needed to rob someone. But it happened. But I thank God that I was able to grow and get past that experience. And I'm able to now see that he was with me all the time. I am now able to see that that what we experience in our lives are only things that are to help us to grow and to understand how the hand of God works. You know, you might not understand it that moment, and I'm saying helping you to understand that because it is not my position that you should be thinking about that at that moment. Because sometimes it's unrealistic to say that you should have been thinking about God and things of that nature. When things like that is happening to you, you don't always think about God and how you serve him. But, sometimes you're reminded that, God, I need you. You may be quietly within your spirit reaching out to God, praying to God, Lord, please deliver me from this circumstance, this situation. And, he will hear your earnest prayer. And I thank God that I'm here to live today to tell that story that God brought me through. And I'm able to now have released the fear that I was once dealing with. I no longer want to stay caged in my home. I'm not in a position any longer where I don't want to carry a purse any longer. For many years, I stopped carrying a purse. I stopped wanting to carry any type of wallet or anything of that nature. Carry that purse. Or anything, I just carried it in my hand, my pocket, and held on to it, or I just gave it to someone else until we got into the store or something. But all I knew was that I didn't want to carry a purse. But I know there are a lot of people that that deal with things of that nature, and I wanted to just encourage you to step into the point where you can open up to God, pray about that thing, because for several years I had to pray about my circumstance to help God. But once I prayed, I didn't realize before that when you pray to God for something, that you don't have to continually ask him to do something in your life, especially when it comes to deliverance in your life. I wanted to continue to pray, but when you continue to pray for something, it's almost like a form of doubt, because you do not, you're constantly praying for something. It's like saying that you don't believe that God will do that thing. Sometimes the best process or the way to handle it is to pray and then release it to God. And those are some of the things that I've learned to do with everyday situations in my life. Instead of worrying about things or, taking a different route where I just begin to question God's hand in my life, I've learned to remember the occurrences in my life, in my past, and to move forward from that and to go to God with things and then release those things to Him. Because if you don't, it will put you and keep you in the state of worry all the time. And that's no way to live. We have to find a place in our lives where we can grasp on to a little bit of peace, where we can grasp on to a little bit of faith. I'm reminded of the scripture in the Bible that talks about if you just have faith that's as small as a grain of a mustard seed, and I found that a grain of a mustard seed is very, very small. So if it only takes that and such little amount of faith, then, that tells you right there that it doesn't require God much to tune His ear into your plea. So I encourage you to release your fears today. Whatever you have experienced in your life that has caused you to remain and retreat and remain into a dark place in your life, not wanting to come out to see the light, release yourself from that. Release your fears. Release it. Let go and let God. Because I'm here to tell you, that He is always with you. He has always been there with you. You just got to let the light shine. Let the light open. Open up your drapes and let the light in. Because otherwise you will stay in a dark place. You will not know how to live again. And from that whole experience, they drew me closer to wanting to have a closer relationship with God. I thank Him for that experience. At the time I didn't understand, but I appreciate God taking me through that circumstance and now releasing me into a brighter light in my life, releasing light into my life instead of inviting fear and in living in fear. It's just a great, great experience to know that God is with you at all times. God, a lot of times we know that a lot of things are going on in the churches today, but it's really hard to talk about the things that are occurring in the churches, because some of the things that are occurring in the churches are unheard of. You wouldn't hear of some of the things that are going on in the church back in the yesteryear. Of course, back in yesteryear, they kept a lot of things secret, but it's becoming a lot of things that, didn't used to happen has become very prevalent in the church, and it's very hard to talk about those things. But a lot of people lose their faith in God because things occur in the church. Well, I want to say this, is that there are a lot of things that occur in in our schools, in our churches, in our homes, and we probably feel like, those things are unnatural, shouldn't be happening. And you're right. A lot of things that are happening now shouldn't be happening because it goes against all the processes of, living a certain, a wholesome lifestyle or according to the script, if you will, or, here is my standpoint on dealing with those issues with regards to the church. We have to remember it is not God who is doing things to you or have done things to you in the church. These are people who are allowing themselves to be subjected to their demons or their sins that they're dealing with. And from the beginning of time, we've always known that, it was, mankind that exposed us to good versus evil. It's just a way of life. I remember talking about it a couple of weeks ago in a conversation about understanding the good. There was a poem that I wrote in the one of the parts talked about this is just a natural process of life that we are going to have to have. It's always two sides, and it's good versus evil, up and down, black and white. It's going to always be two sides. Even within the church, a lot of times people, they feel like that people in the church should live a perfect life, but the truth be told, it's not going to happen. Of course, there are righteous people, and I just want to shed a little bit of light on what righteousness really is. Righteousness is not really a person that lives free from sin. Righteousness is a person that just chooses to live a life, a more clean and more moral life, not necessarily free from sin, because certain things that we don't realize our sins are sins. So that there is no perfect person walking the face of the earth. But yes, there are people who live righteously, meaning that, they practice in their everyday life, living a life that is morally right toward man and all mankind, and following the practices of the Word of God, and living a life that is pleasing in God's sight. That's all that really means. I just don't understand why people get so surprised when things happen in the church, because it's so much that especially these big mega churches. I really don't want to get into discussion about Bishop Eddie Long. But people, are acting really surprised. But, the thing is that you're not supposed to put your faith in man, but in God. And the scripture tells us that we are, should put our trust in God and not in man. And so many people are disappointed because they allow themselves to trust in a man and and not adhering to what the scripture says, that we are all born and shaped in iniquity. And that's the way our life is. That's just the way it is. And this is probably not going to be the last person that you hear about in the church. It's because so many people have gotten so away from the practices of the church. And so and they follow these big ministries, or it doesn't even matter if it's mega or a smaller church. All of these things still occur because they have gotten off track somehow. And these things causes the reason why I kind of got off into this, because these type of things that people are affected by, these things that happen in church, because they feel like you're supposed to go to church to be motivated, uplifted, inspired, healed if you're dealing with something, set free if you're bound by something. But when you go to the church and that doesn't happen, and you lose all faith in God, when that shouldn't be the case, because God is not the one that is committing these sins. People are. And I wanted to, you know, to kind of say that because, you know, my whole experience with me being held up by gunpoint, found myself in that position, wanting to give up on God, but not knowing there that he was the only one there with me all that time. Not man, not the pastor, not the bishop, not the overseer, none of those people were there. It was God all the time. And we should get back to the basics of first knowing that we should be worshipers of God and not man, Almighty God, because that's why we are being so disappointed in the church. And it's okay to stand behind people that you believe in, but do not worship them. Do not, you know, mistake that for worshiping, because you're in the wrong place in the first place when you begin to worship a man. I just wanted to, you know, kind of bring that up. But again, getting back on releasing your fears, that all kind of ties in because it does. Sometimes people become fearful just because of things that happen in the church, such as this. They become fearful. Then, you know, where if this is going to happen in the church, then what hope do we have? A lot of people go to church for hope, consistent hope, you know, and once that hope is gone because of the sins of the leader, then that makes a person retreat to a dark place. And I just want to encourage somebody, if you are in that position, if you are even at that church or another church and you've experienced some things of that nature, you know, I have stories that I could tell about an experience that I've dealt with growing up in church, but that's for another show. But I just want to encourage people to begin to shift your mind back to having a relationship with God and not gearing your strength and your faith towards one particular man or woman, because every time you try to put your faith in a man or a woman, it's almost inevitable that you are going to be disappointed. It doesn't matter how good of a person they are, how long they've been in ministry, how good they are to other people, you will find some type of disappointment that, you know, something that you're not pleased with that person, only because they're human. They like to say that in the church that we are saved by grace, and we are. People that choose to worship and live for God are people that had to, you know, once come to him and say, Lord, I forgive me of all my sins. And no one is exempt from, you know, saying that, you know, especially if you want to have a true relationship with God. None of us are exempt from sin. None of us. So as soon as we realize that, then we will begin to understand that that the leaders in our church are not perfect people. They will never be perfect people. And we need to go back to worshiping God and serving God rather than man. And when things occur in the church, don't allow yourself to retreat and want to give up on God or check out on God, because he is not the one that who has disappointed you. But he, however, is trying to wake us all up to pay attention to his instructions. We can't all just, you know, a lot of people go to church and worship service, and they rely solely on what the preacher is saying without searching the scriptures yourself. And that's why we are so out of tune with the direction of God, or recognizing when, even when the leader is off. as soon as we get back to that point, I think, you know, things and circumstances will be a lot better. I think that also that a lot of times people are even fearful. They may recognize something that is wrong, but they are fearful that because this person, man or woman, is a leader in the church, that they won't be heard. But, you know, I'm here to tell you, everything that's done in the dark will be brought to the light. So release that fear. Release that fear because perhaps, you know, you never know that your prayers may help that person come out of their circumstance, out of your bondage. When you begin to recognize something that ain't right, it doesn't mean that you necessarily should, you know, talk about it or anything, but it does help for you to release yourself, release your fears by, you know, perhaps interceding on that person's behalf in a way that it compels, you know, other people to begin to pray and to make sure that, you know, leadership is on board or what have you. A lot of times that because we can't see things for what they are because we feel like we equate success and godliness with being financially secure, having, you know, the pastor, he got a lot of things. He drives Rolls Royce. We got this big old mega church and everything. We are blessed. People equate blessings on financial statuses, and that doesn't mean a person is blessed. It just means what it means, that they have material things. But again, you know, I would just want to encourage anybody that's listening that come get to a point in your life where you, no matter what you're dealing with, circumstances in the church, circumstances that have happened to you personally, I kind of want to, you know, applaud the young men who have come out to, because I myself had an opportunity to review some of the information that was said and about the Bishop Eddie Long circumstances and the young men that are his accusers. And I'm not going to say, you know, if I'm on a side or not, but what I will say is that I applaud them for at least coming out and releasing their fears to even talk about it, because it helps when someone else shares their story or their experience for other people who may not be able to see the light on how to get up past the circumstance, and they're being affected tremendously, you know, to a point where they can't function in life. Sharing your testimony, and I mean a testimony, not gossip or anything, but a testimony, helps other people release their fears, because some of us are much stronger than the other ones. And the Bible says that let the weak say that I'm strong, and we are the strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak. And sometimes, and, you know, and the question is always asked, am I my brother's keeper? And I say that, yes, we all are our brothers and our sister keepers, because, you know, when one is bound and the other one is free, the free one can show the other one how to be unbound. And so I just want to encourage you, the listeners, to reach out to, if someone's reaching out to you and they are dwelling in clothes and fear, and they're reaching out to you, you may not have a testimony experience to share with them, but certainly you have love, and you have your prayers, and you have ways that you could help them get out by, you know, talking with them and encouraging them. And sometimes people just need you to listen. And even if you're just listening to them, you never know how you're going to help that person release the fears in their life. You just never know. Sometimes all it takes is a conversation. and people can begin the healing process. That's what it is. It's a healing process. It's the beginning of healing when you've retreated to a dark place so long and waddled in it, and it affects you, you know, mentally, physically. You have ailments that you wouldn't normally have when you're living in fear. People, you know, they just can't function properly. Sometimes it even takes a person into a deep depression when they're holding on to past experiences. And when they begin to release them, it's such a beautiful thing. It's just such a beautiful feeling of enlightenment in your life. You're able to say, let there be light in my life, and move on to bigger and greater things. We have 39 more minutes in the show. I just wanted to remind the listeners, you have been listening to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with Morning Inspirations and Conversations. And I just wanted to continue the conversation after this brief intermission. We're going to play a little bit of Vicky Yowie. She's one of my favorite Christian artists. And we're going to play a little bit of Because of Who You Are. Stay tuned. All right. Welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm your host, Poetic Energy, and you are listening to Morning Inspirations and Candid Conversations with me. Our topic for today is releasing your fears. I am just so happy to, just talk about this, this past experience and candidly, because when personal things happen to you, sometimes you always can't share them with people. But I believe that when you share things with people, that begins the purging process for you as well, releasing that. That's why the topic of the show was releasing your fears. I wanted to go back into, I found something that I wanted to read, but before that, the poem that I read earlier, Dark Song, that was surrounded by the event, by me being held up by gunpoint. One of the parts in that particular poem is, I want to read it again, Abracadabra. Just like that, the accuser's hands begin to lack. Him killing me didn't come to fruition. Seeing that he was losing control, he turned, peering at his back. He began to run as if he was running track. I wanted to bring out that part again because when I said earlier, at the moment when those things were occurring in my life, that was happening to me, I really didn't focus on God. I didn't really, and I'll be the first to admit it, I didn't even think about God. But now when I read that poem, that was given to me to write about this whole experience, I realized that at that moment that the things that the hand of God was always there, the man who was holding the gun to my chest, his hand began to shake. And that tells me that God was always there with me at all times. He was losing control, not because of anything I do. Even though I was in fear, he was losing control. And I believe it was because, and I know that it was because, the hand of God was there. And because of who God is. That's why I wanted to play that song by Vicky Yoyi. She's giving worship. She's worshiping God because she's saying, because of who you are, Lord, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because now that I am able to see that occurrence that happened to me, God was always in control. I was never threatened by my life being taken from me because God stood his hand. He held back the hands of the gunman and placed his hand in position so no bullet would be released. So I really truly thank God because when I wrote that poem, I believe that it was the beginning of the healing process for me. Even though I wrote it from a dark place, I truly believe that when I wrote this particular poem, Dark Song, that God gave me he was releasing me of my fear. He was allowing me to release the fears to him and not to continue to live. I was always on my path to release, not living in fear any longer. I'm going to read a little, passage that I read, found in a book called A Woman's High Calling to God. We're not really talking about, a topic about women, but it's about being encouraging other people. It is as your soul is constantly dwelling on the God you love and serve, on his awesomeness, holy presence, that your behavior will show forth your reverence for him and evoke the same in others. And that's what I was speaking about in other, earlier today, that even though we experience certain things in our lives, even though they're good or bad, they're meant for us to grow from them and move on from them and perhaps be a witness to someone else that that has experienced something similar or experienced hear something that they couldn't get past. And I learned in my life that that particular situation that occurred in my life that exactly is what why that happened, because I lived to tell the story, and someone else perhaps is going through the same, have experienced the same thing, but can't find their way back to peace, a peaceful living life. And it took me a while to understand that. And to be, you know, begin to thank God more, you know, for that particular incident, because I couldn't see the light in all of that. I couldn't see where God's hands was in it. And I even couldn't see when I wrote this poem that it was God leading me to write this poem to start me on the track of releasing my fears. I couldn't see that at that point. But more and more as I began to get more involved with poetry and things of that nature, I began to understand that the things that we experience in our lives is not always just because we've done something that's wrong in our life, but God has branded us to be a voice for Him. And you can't always see that at that moment when you're going through that. But I thank God that I'm able to now see that and move forward in my life and no longer live in fear. I no longer, want to hide in the room and not, be around a lot of people or not carry a purse or anything of that nature. You know, I'm able to put myself in a peaceful place and, walk in a peaceful place. I just want to read the other part of that that paragraph also. It said, your state of worship causes others to think of God to and will move them to worship right along with you. In other words, they will not be able to be in your presence without thinking about God. The reason why I wanted to read that is because what I said earlier is that when you begin to express how your feelings of truly of what God has done in your life, other people are able to embrace that and see that, not because you're just, speaking something that you heard or someone said, but you actually you're speaking from experience. And I think that experience, when people understand, they embrace people more that speak from experience. Because it's easier for them to embrace that, because they like to know that you actually went through this, this occurred in your life, and you're able to say that I made it through it. That's more effective to people, and rather than hearing a person say, well, oh, God can do this, God can do that, but you're saying God can do a certain thing, but you're not telling them why, how, or why people should believe in God. A lot of people look down on people that are atheists, but look at things from their standpoint. You can't you win a person over, force them to believe in God when you haven't given them a reason or even an example of why we should even believe God. And so I never try to look down or to not embrace people who say they don't believe in God. And, you don't badger them and try to make them, what, you don't believe in God? You're going to hell. You can't approach people like that. And God never wanted us to approach people or embrace people like that. There's a way, and, that's why I wanted to read this passage, because people will see your life and begin to see something different, and they don't recognize that there may be God in your life. They don't recognize that that is God, and eventually, if they begin to continue to fellowship with you or be around you, they will open up to see, well, I do see God in your life. You don't have to. There's a approach that you should have toward everyone. Is that you should not browbeat people with fear to serve God, because the scripture talks about that his spirit will draw all men unto him. If a person sees that you're living the God in life, you don't have to even say it. They will see it in your life. And this is why I try to tell people that, you know, they say that we should be a witness to everybody, but that doesn't always mean verbally. It's just leading your life by example. In any regular circumstances in your life, that we will can be a light until to people without even, you know, having to say a word. I always tell people that even though I grew up in the church, I'm not a religious person. I'm a spiritual person. And, again, I feel those are two different things because I have a personal relationship with God, and I don't force my beliefs on anyone else. And when I'm led to speak to a person, I feel like, you know, I believe that it's God leading me to speak to a person. And there's a difference in a lot of people who try to force, you know, the scriptures or things to down the throat of people who can't receive that. You can't receive something that you don't understand. You can't receive something that you don't believe. And, you know, Christians, we have to, children of God, I should say, children of God, we have to get to a point where we understand that converting a person is not just the mission here. Is really helping people to understand who God really is and having them to willingly want to receive God into their lives. That's the whole difference in the whole situation. And I really wanted to speak about that and share that poem of experience in my life, because a lot of people are not, because they experience certain things in their life, they don't know, they don't want to accept God. That whole situation could have put me in a position where I no longer wanted to, you know, embrace God or believe God. You know, that could have put me in that position. And in fact, that, you know, like I said earlier, it did put me in that position. But when I began to think about how wonderful and how that experience just took me to a whole nother place. And it all started off with that poetry, the poem that God gave me to write. I experienced that, and I didn't know that poetry to me would become something that would be permanently a part of my life to really minister to me in such a way and to begin to embrace the beauty and the power of God in my life. Oh, I just want to take this moment. We have 20 minutes left in the show to welcome Jay Early. Thank you for being here. And KRF Radio, thank you for being here, stopping by to listen in on Morning Inspiration and Candid Conversations. Jay, if you live your life as a living example of God, people will be drawn to you. Then you have an opportunity to share your experience with God. Yes, Jay, that was something that I read a little bit earlier. You are absolutely right. That's one of the points that I was trying to stress, that you know, people will see the God in you. You don't have to, you know, tell them or, you know, have bumper stickers or all over your car, or, you know, if that's something that you choose to do, that's certainly your choice. But what I mean is that you don't have to do all those things for people to know that God is in your life. And, you know, it's just that, you know, it's very important to have a lifestyle and be able to be a beacon in the world today, because so many people are searching, looking for examples. They're living in fear, don't know how to release their fears, but they haven't run across the right person, the right person that is letting their light shine, that is has a message to share and that's willing to share their message. That's why I kind of do a lot of the different types of shows that I do. We've only been on the air since the end of July, but it was important for me to do shows that encompasses me to total, as a total person, is a lot of things that I do in my life, is a lot of things that I'm involved in. And I really want to use the platform of poetry because I feel like the whole world is poetic to me. And a lot of people don't realize it. You read the scriptures and it's a lot of poetic verses in the scriptures, especially in the Psalms and the Proverbs and things of that nature. And people don't understand how relative poetry is to the quality of life. And that's one of the things that I want to kind of bring out, because it took a piece of literature that God invoked it in me to write, for me to begin to release fears in my life by writing. Had not I wrote this poem, Dark Song, I would not, probably wouldn't have come into the realization that God was there with me all the time, all while I was being held up by gunpoint. And, you know, it took me to go stanza by stanza to see, wow, this was the hand of God. This man's hand began to shake. He began to run. And now that I, you know, all of those pieces and how, you know, I, even though I started off in a dark place, I retreated to a dark place. Every time I read this poem, it became more alive to me, more real to me, that he was present there with me all the time. This whole occurrence happened for me to be lived to tell the story, and that's what God does. And, you know, like I said earlier, people of God feel that, you know, we're exempt from circumstances happening in our life, but we're not. We're not exempt. But we do have, we serve a higher power that is able to deliver us from those things, help us to get past the hurts and the damage, you know, sometimes those, you know, circumstances leave in our lives, and some get past the fears that sometimes it takes us to. And, you know, I was taken into fear, but now I can proudly say that I no longer can hold on to those fears. I'm no longer clothed in those fears, and they no longer take control of my daily life. I'm at a point of a peaceful life, and that's all due to God and putting me on this path of putting words to paper and allowing me to begin the healing process through words. And, a lot of Christians may not understand this, but, you know, words are words, and when God gives a person a talent, he uses what he will to reach you. You know, people think it's just the Bible, but God uses everything to do, to accomplish his mission in, you know, in everyday life. And if you don't believe me, you know, check the scriptures about when he used a donkey. You know, check the... It's just so many occurrences and evidence in the scriptures that shows us how God uses what he will to reach a person and whom he will. All right, let me see what's going on here in the chat room. KRF Radio, if God is in your life, those who have do not automatically see and sense the difference between you and them. More importantly, your spiritual awareness should be heightened, and you'll live an enlightened life to the glory of God. All right. And the more your eyes are open to the truth of Christ in you and you in him, the more radiant you become in this dark world. The light will be seen everywhere. KRF Radio, I so agree with you. You are absolutely right. That, you know, people will begin to see everywhere. I don't care where you go, you can go to every four corners of the world, and people will see that light. It's just a light that cannot, it's an unexplainable light. It's something that cannot be hidden. I don't care if you go into the darkest room that, you know, your light will shine so brightly. And I don't care if you go into a room where there is a lot of light, people, will, your light will shine even brighter. So thank you for that comment, KRF Radio. I'm so glad you guys stopped by here to listen in to Morning Inspiration and Candid Conversation. It's such a pleasure when you have guests. I do these shows because whether I'm, you know, people are hanging out with me or not, I just, you know, because I know people can catch things in the archives, especially, you know, a lot of people are attending church early morning, and some people are still in church now. But I try to, you know, encourage people that I know that may be searching the web, that, you know, different things that addresses life issues, to, you know, perhaps they can catch something in the archives that we're talking about and be encouraged from that. I know from my heart that, you know, it was something that I felt like I was led to do, is to have this segment of my show, even though it's a poetic energy radio show. I feel like poetry is a form of ministering to other people in some form, because not everybody would just be confined to a building or a church, but they hear something that evokes them wanting to know more in different ways. People are reached in so many different ways, so I'm so thankful to be able to have this, you know, this portal to try to reach people in other kinds of ways using poetry. We have 11 minutes remaining to the show. It's just been such a great pleasure. I just want to remind the listeners, just, you know, just whatever circumstances that you're dealing with, I'm not going to say it's not so hard, because I myself, dealing with the circumstances, felt that it was very hard and very difficult to get past. But if you can find just a little bit of faith and put that faith in God, I guarantee you, you will be on a path where you will begin to walk and be released of that fear in your life, because that's exactly what it is, fear, not enabling you to move forward with your life peacefully. Because I had to come to that position in my life because of this occurrence, and I thank God that He showed me through writing poetry that He was there with me all the time. I am going to, we have 10 minutes left in the show. The show is about, you know, sharing great, great, good, encouraging music as well as conversation. So we're going to just play another song here before we begin to go here. This is one of my favorites. There's a Mighty Spirit flowing
Lord,
by the
Cantina. Lord, we ask that you be glorified in our worship tonight.
We'll be back.
We give you all the praise and the glory.
There's a mighty river flowing. There's a mighty river flowing in this place. There's a mighty river flowing. There's a mighty river flowing in this place. And it's full of passion, full of power, full of glory. It's full of grace. There's a mighty river flowing. There's a mighty river flowing in this place. Oh, Jesus. There's a mighty river flowing. There's a mighty river flowing. And it's full of passion, full of power, full of glory. It's full of grace.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, Lord. Lord, please let your passion, let
Thank you tonight for being here. Go ahead and worship him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Welcome back to Morning Inspirations and Candid Conversations. I'm your host, Poetic Energy. It has been a great pleasure having this discussion today on releasing your fears. Excuse me, my voice is trying to leave me. I have 4 minutes left remaining in the show. Let me address what's in the chat room, KRF Radio. Okay, all right. Well, again, I just want to acknowledge the people that are currently in the chat room with me this morning, well, this afternoon now. Jay Gurley, thank you from the Jay Gurley Show and KRF Radio. I so appreciate you guys hanging out with me this morning on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I will return the love because it's a great thing to be able to support other people in their shows. As long as I know it's kind of hard to always get to every show, especially with me. Sometimes I'll be doing 4 shows during the week, like this week coming up. I think I have 3 shows this week. But as long as I'm not having a show and I'm mobile, you know, in mobile and I'm, you know, home, I will try to commit myself to attending your show. And Jay, I will be at your show this evening at 7. I hope that's Eastern Standard Time. I'll have to check your page. But again, thank you guys for hanging out with me. And I so appreciate the love and the support. 2 minutes remaining to the show. I just want to, you know, ending the show, I just want to recap and just kind of encourage the listeners that will check out the archive is that if you find yourself in a position that you're holding on to fear and fear is overtaking your life because of something that occurred in your life and you can't seem to let it go, I want to encourage you to find that place. One of the things that God used for me was poetry. If you've never written any poetry, if you've never thought about poetry, perhaps someday you can come every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and listen in on my show where we have different poets that come through and share, you know, various types of poetry. Maybe that's something that you never even thought about. But I do find it as a form of release and something that I feel like God has given me as a gift to be able to write poetry, and I feel like it's the start. Whatever it may be, you know, something different in your life, come to that place where you're able to release that fear in your life and move forward with it. Because I'm here to tell you that God is able to bring you through those circumstances and those situations, because I've lived through a horrible situation, and now I'm peacefully living without worry and knowing that God is with me and has always been with me all the time. And I would just take this moment just to thank you again for stopping by, those of you who stopped by earlier and had to check out. But I so appreciate Jay and KR Radio hanging out with me. I'll return the favor and the support. I'd like to say God bless and keep me in your prayers. Until next time, we will be airing this Tuesday and Monday. We have Emmy Award-winning Alan Clark and filmmaker coming in Tuesday night at 9 p.m. We're doing an interview with him. On Wednesday night, we have author, poet, Michael coming to join in on the show. And then again on Thursday night will be our open mic night. All are welcome. Until next time, thank you for hanging out with us on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I have been your host, Poetic Energy. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
Come, Holy Spirit.
all. You can never say too much to him. Come on, bless him.